ABC Radio Australia.
Well, in an era of Facebook, the world's media organisations are jumping on board and using different social media platforms to reach their audiences. Now, Vanuatu's national broadcaster, VBTC, is among them. It now does things like streaming radio talkback on its Facebook page. But that hasn't meant the end of its more traditional technologies, such as shortwave. The VBTC is now looking to use that to expand its services to the country's 80-odd islands. It has $12 million in funding that will go towards improving its national radio service through upgrades to both the medium wave but also shortwave delivery. As Evan Wasuka reports, its chief executive says that radio is the key medium in Vanuatu, and with communities scattered across many islands, shortwave is ideal, particularly during periods of extreme weather.
In the age of social media, digital technology and the internet, shortwave is seen as old technology, yet it's still well suited to reaching dispersed communities scattered across many islands. That's why the Vanuatu Broadcasting Television Corporation is investing in upgrading its shortwave service. Francis Herman is Vanuatu Broadcasting's chief executive officer.
Radio, as you know, is so cost-effective for people. People can pick it up on their mobile phones or in the villages where television cannot reach. Radio is a companion for people. So in our view, radio, particularly during times of national emergencies and disasters, is the medium that can communicate with people. And so we've decided that radio will get priority.
Mr. Herman says right now it's estimated that only 30% of the country can listen to the national radio. To improve this coverage across the country's 82 islands, Vanuatu Broadcasting is upgrading its services, starting with its shortwave broadcast.
It involves about $2.2 million, and that's being paid for by the government of Vanuatu, and that will see a shortwave service commissioned in Vanuatu at the end of this year to cover 100%. So immediately we can get radio coverage. So that's why we've gone with a new shortwave service.
Peter Marks is a technology commentator and a member of Supporters of Australian Broadcasting in Asia and the Pacific, a group lobbying for the restoration of shortwave services to the Pacific. He says while shortwave is being rolled back by Australia and other countries, the technology is well suited for the Pacific.
So because shortwave comes from over the horizon, it will continue to work even when local conditions are difficult. Things like extreme weather that might knock out local AM and FM stations and even knock over satellite dishes, internet outages, it'll still keep working. And of course it works if there is local censorship of news from outside sources.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation used to broadcast across the region in shortwave. In 2017, it cut its shortwave service in favour of targeting audiences through its digital and FM service. Mr. Mark says it's a pity Australia has lost its voice in the region.
Radio New Zealand International has done a great job for their size. They continue to broadcast shortwave in the region and provide a fantastic service. I think it's a pity that if New Zealand can do it, why isn't Australia doing it? And if you tune around shortwave now, you get a mix of China Radio International broadcasting news in English. And of course, you get their view of the news as they see it. It's very difficult for people on the ground to know who they're listening to.
According to the United Nations, Vanuatu is one of the most disaster-prone countries in the world and regularly experiences earthquakes, cyclones and floods. Francis Herman from Vanuatu Broadcasting says this makes the role of shortwave even more important.
We have general elections in March next year. We are about to head into the cyclone season beginning in November. And so it's important, it is crucial that the people of Vanuatu can get access to a reliable and credible public service broadcast.
Along with its shortwave broadcast, Vanuatu is looking to improve its television coverage over the next 2 years with funding support from the government, New Zealand and China.
That's Evan Wasuka reporting there.